1-800-597-4310.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute, say your bang, bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Back, backseat of my car.
And my friends at Zero Res want to tell you right now, the month of January is going to be a busy month for them because they're doing this unbelievable deal right now. They're giving you three rooms for only $109 with a free hallway. What a great deal that is. The lowest prices of the year. You mention my name, you get that free hallway with it. Three rooms, $109. Mention my name, get a free hallway. Now, the guests have left, and they left a bunch of dirt behind it. Now, that's what other chemicals do. Zero Res doesn't do that. Zero Res in powered water means no soaps, no residue. Your star carpets dry faster. They stay fluffier longer. There's no soil-attracting residue. What a great deal. 864-558-7300, 558-7300, ZeroResGreenville.com. Make that appointment today. Do it in January to get this great deal. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget about their air duct cleaning specials. Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com joins us now. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Mickey. How about you?
Couldn't be better. Going great here. Let's start out with the news last week. Marcus Lattimore coming back to South Carolina. Tony, what was he doing? What will he be doing for the university? And just how big of an impact will this have in the program?
Well, you know, previously he was the head coach at Heathwood Hall in Columbia area, and he was devoting most of his time to that. There were some instances where he would come over when South Carolina had unofficial visitors or official visitors, things like that. But he really only had a part-time role in helping. Now it'll be full-time. He's going to be the director of player development. And, you know, I think he can impact the program in a few different ways. Obviously, he'll help from a recruiting standpoint. I think he'll be great with players. I think he'll do a great job with their parents on official visits, you know, helping them understand what his role will be and helping, you know, the players on the team grow as young men and Andre Goodman had this role before, but it's been vacated for several months. He took a job with the Miami Dolphins, and I think Lattimore, it's really a role that he's tailor-made for. I think he'll also help the players on the team, you know, having someone that they look up to come to, someone who's been through it and understands what it's like to be in the spotlight and be a college football player. And I think it's a big addition and one that'll pay dividends for them in more ways than one.
All right. As far as the remaining scholarship guys, I know you had some early enrollees. Anything on Rescindo Lewis? I know he's a guy that they're kind of waiting on. Anything as far as his status and when he can be enrolling?
Not yet. He's still waiting to be cleared. He and Deshaun Fenwick were the two that were a little bit delayed, and Fenwick was cleared a couple of days after the other early enrollees, but Lewis is still waiting on his official word, so we'll keep tracking that one, but nothing official yet.
There was a couple of guys here that we asked about last time that we spoke. I know character will not be a part of the class. Jameson, are we sure that Jameson won't be part of the class as well, or is that finalized now?
He hasn't come out and said it publicly, but, you know, from what I understand, he will not be a part of the class, and it's just a matter of him making that public knowledge. But right now, all signs point to him not being a part of it.
All right. Benson was one that we also had questions about. Any finalization about his plans at South Carolina or beyond?
Not yet. He's still a little bit up in the air. He is going to take his official visit to South Carolina this weekend. And, you know, could get some clarity after that visit. But right now I would put him in the up-in-the-air category.
And then Bryce Thompson, is everything still set with him?
As far as I know, I think the only thing that could throw a wrench in his scenario is if he got off track academically, you know, if he got off to a really bad start this semester or something like that. But all indications are he will sign with South Carolina next month and be a part of the class.
You mentioned official visits this weekend that I know of. They didn't have. Did they have any last weekend or not?
It is not.
Okay. And give us an idea of what this weekend looks like.
Yeah, I mentioned Benson, and then they'll also have Josh Van and Tyquan Johnson, two wide receivers out of the state of Georgia who are committed to them and have already signed with them. And then the two uncommitted players will be Dennis Briggs out of Gateway High School in Florida. He's also looking at Florida State and Miami. Miami's probably the team to beat coming into that visit. But one interesting part of it to watch is that it sounds like Miami and Florida State have both shifted their focus to him being an offensive tackle for them, whereas South Carolina likes him as a defensive lineman and feels like he fits their scheme well from that standpoint. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. I still think he's probably more likely to stay in state, but that could give South Carolina an edge over those two schools. And then Dylan Wanham, the four-star offensive tackle out of Georgia, will be on campus this weekend. Tennessee is also trying to get him in next weekend, but I think South Carolina is in a pretty good position to maybe end his recruitment this weekend if everything goes as planned.
He was at Auburn this past weekend. Is that right? At Auburn, are they pretty much out now?
Correct. Yeah. I don't know if they're out, but I think South Carolina is the team to beat, and I think that's where he's been planning to go for a while now. It's just I think he wanted to take his official visits to be sure of everything. I think as long as everything is on track this weekend and he feels good about it all, I'll be surprised if he takes any more visits.
And as I'm right by saying, maybe that the highest offensive lineman, maybe that Will Muschamp has recruited at South Carolina. Is that fair safe to say?
Yeah, I think it's definitely up there, if not the highest rated. You know, they really like the two last year that they signed that redshirted, Jordan Rhodes and Jordan Carty. Neither one of those guys were rated as high as one of them, but I'm not sure either one is inferior as a prospect or a player. They really like both of those guys, and if they can pair Wanham with them, they feel like they really have upgraded their athleticism at tackle for the future and you know, really like those pieces going forward.
All right, the remaining scholarship numbers, kind of get us down what the rest of the board looks like and what Will Muschamp, the staff, will do to close out this 2018 signing class.
Yeah, I mean, really, Rick Sandage will be in town next weekend, and he's obviously a major target for them on the defensive line. And then it really comes down to one more spot. And it's, I think there's a few guys that could fit that bill. You know, we talked about Dennis Briggs, and then DJ Brown, the quarterback out of the Washington, D.C. area. It looks like he's going to visit them next weekend. Warren Thompson is a wide receiver out of Florida. It's South Carolina, Tennessee, Florida State for him. I think Florida State is the team to beat. And South Carolina really doesn't have a big need for another receiver in this class, but I'm told they would make room for him if he wanted to come, but I don't know that they're going to really put the full court press on him to try to get him. And then John Mincy, the defensive lineman out of the state of Georgia. It's Tennessee, South Carolina, and Florida State for him as well. He will visit Tennessee this weekend, South Carolina next weekend, Florida State the weekend after that. And from what I understand, sources on all three ends of the spectrum there, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Florida State, all feel good about where they stand with him. So that one could be an interesting ride between now and signing day. I could see that one having some twists and turns. I think he's the kind of guy that doesn't have a whole lot of help with the recruiting process and tells all the coaches he talks to what they want to hear.
I know it's early, and these guys just stepped on campus here in the last day or so, or last week or so. Any kind of details of guys that came in looking good, overweight, underweight, looking in great shape? Any reviews of the early enrollees that are currently on campus?
Not yet. I was going to wait for, you know, let them get into winter conditioning a little bit and some of the mat drills and things, and then start asking who was looking good. I really didn't ask just based on the eye test who impressed just yet. So no scoop on that front, but I would think by next week or the week after I should have a better feel on that side of things.
All right, junior days will be imported. I know we've got one coming up here up in Clemson this weekend. Any idea about scheduling junior days and when that next one comes about for the Gamecocks?
Yeah, I think they're going to have a few underclassmen on campus this weekend. They're going to have a big one next month, and then try to get a big group in for their first scrimmage of the spring in March. But probably a smaller group this weekend and then a bigger one in February.
Right. And then another question about spring ball. I know that – I think I'm right by saying this, Tony, that Muschamp's had pretty early spring practices, and rather than waiting later to get starting up in February, pretty soon for signing day. Is that still the case?
Yeah, it is. They haven't announced the schedule just yet, but I know they started in early March last year, and from what I understand, that's what he plans to do again this year. I think he likes to have as small a break as possible between the end of winter workouts and the start of spring practice, and then I think he feels like starting early also gives them any players that might get hurt in the spring a little bit more time to heal between the end of spring and the beginning of next season. So he really liked it last year, and I expect that to be his process going forward.
Kind of explain to fans a little bit about the rules and what will happen now, because as you're waiting on those last few scholarships, they'll go in the last, I would imagine, 2 weeks of going out on the road, and really 2019 will be a big part of that. Explain to folks like what happens about these juniors, what they can do, and how they can communicate with juniors when they're out on the road, even though it's supposed to be a 2018 evaluation period. They really concentrate more on 2019. If I'm right on that.
Yeah, they can, much more than in the past. And there's actually been a couple of guys that they're involved with who plan to take their official visits in the spring. It's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. I don't think Muschamp is a huge fan of that just from a high school football coaching standpoint. And just, I think that the thing he pointed out is you've got – some of your best players on your high school football team that are going through spring practice, and then all of a sudden they decide they want to take official visits to schools while that's going on, and they're missing time, and I don't think he liked it from that perspective. But obviously he'll have to adjust, and if players want to visit, then he'll bring them in, but if they're guys that he likes. But it's going to allow the college coaches to communicate with these guys more so than in the past, even though I think a lot of coaches just talk to players anyway, and it was sort of a don't ask, don't tell with all the different college coaches that came through. They still spoke a little bit to some of these guys, but now the rules have changed where they can have more communication with them, and it'll be interesting to see how many players take early official visits, how many of them wait until later in the process and do it the old traditional way.
Final one for you. This Saturday is Zion Williamson Day, maybe in Columbia, with the mayor announcing that and the Gamecocks, staying involved. It seemed like they've been involved and staying involved. Any idea about? I know it's basketball, not football, but any idea about South Carolina's chances with Zion on Saturday?
I haven't followed it that closely, but from what I have heard, I'd be surprised if it's not Clemson. Like you said, basketball is not really the sport I cover, so I'm definitely not the best person to talk to. I do know one of ESPN's lead recruiting guys yesterday on the air picked South Carolina, but I watched the segment, and it sounded like he was almost just, taking a wild guess and trying to be contrary to what the other guys on the show were saying. But I'd be surprised if it's not Clemson.
All right. Tell us about what you do cover, and because the football is a big deal here. You got the staff on the road, you got mat drills, and you've got spring ball right around the corner. 2018, 2000 junior days, and 2019. What's on the website? How can fans subscribe?
Yeah, just go to thebigspur.com, and it's very easy to become a member. We're going to have a lot of recruiting scoop the rest of this week, and then following up with all the official visitors from this weekend. It's a good quality group coming in this weekend, next weekend, with some important targets, and we'll be all over that before and after. And then we'll have team scoop from winter conditioning coming up as the month goes on, and then spring practice will be here before you know it. So. Be a great time to join the site. Just go to thebigspur.com.
Looking forward to visiting you next week, seeing how the official visits went this week, and then next week's official visits, as usual. Always appreciate it. Tony, have a great day, man. Appreciate it.
All right,
buddy.
Sounds great. You too.
That's our friend Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. It won't be long to John Whittle, thebigspur.com, talk some baseball with us. Baseball right around the corner, so we're looking forward to that. Getting Bradley Lee Croy on with us as well, certainly. looking forward to that. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want you to call them. I'm on their website right now, man. It looks awesome seeing all these new garage floors. They've been doing this now for almost 20 years. 14,000 projects. They've done over 4 million square foot of flooring install. Got a brand new website. Just notice this. Man, it looks awesome. Check out their new website. Check out their gallery. Man, you see my garage floor? Zach, mine looks great, but man, you get to see all these beautiful floors, residential and commercial floors, and seeing what these garages look like. Man, it looks awesome. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call them today to find out. It's a no obligation phone call. See how they can help you. Slip resistant, stain resistant. Look at one right now. How about a little beautiful orange, a little tiger paw in there? That looks good. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. 404-8158. Call them today. 404-8158. Or on their website. There's an S at the end now. Remember this, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. And here's the big thing I'm going to tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialists. This weekend is the big home. Is it redesign show? Is that what it is? Let's see exactly how Tim said this. It's their remodeling expo. All right. In Greenville at the TD Convention Center. They're going to be there Friday from 2 until 7. They're going to be there Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So go by and see our friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Now, when you go by, there is a $200 discount card. Mention my name, Mickey, and they're going to give you an extra $50 off of that. $250 off. What a great deal. At the Greenville Remodeling Expo, the TD Convention Center, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Go by their booth, pick up the $200 discount card, but more than that, mention my name and get an extra $50 off of that. You can't beat that. That's our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists at the Remodeling Expo this weekend in Greenville. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. For the rest of the show, open phone lines, open texts, open tweets. Hadn't done a whole lot of text message yet on our healthcare text line. I'll try to get some of that for you, answer some of those phone calls. Clemson, North Carolina tonight. Christian Wilkins coming back. A lot of talk about both those and some early NFL odds for this weekend. We'll do that in a short break after this.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest. Save up to $11,000 off a new 2018 F-150 4x4 crew cab. Just $38,665 plus tax and tag. And they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. See the 2018 F-150 at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less than travelers rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired about your addiction? 13 people are dying every hour from drug or alcohol abuse. Don't become a statistic. Get help. Get the help you need now. Call the Addiction Network. This toll-free line was established to connect addicts and their families to the help they need. The call is free, and so is the consultation. If you have private health insurance, you could have your treatment covered at no out-of-pocket cost to you. The counselors answering the phones have been where you are. Addiction is a disease. It ruins lives and tears families apart. But it doesn't have to happen to you. We can connect you with someone who will help. Even if you've been through treatment before, this time can be different. Call now.
Call 800-823-0816. That's 800-823-0816. Again, 800-823-0816. That's 800-823-0816.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Two of our favorite words are good food. Two more are J. Peters. J. Peters is known for good food for any taste. From appetizers to dessert and signature drinks, there is something for everyone. Salads, mouth-watering burgers, steaks, ribs, prime rib and seafood. And for a finishing touch, warm apple cobbler. Are you hungry yet? No matter what you order on the menu, you'll discover amazing flavors and great portions. With locations in downtown Anderson, Exit 19, and Livonia. Be sure to find the one close to you. Big food, good friends, and great times. J. Peters.
Weiler Show is on the air.
Didn't we already talk about this?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Friends at Harry's Razors feel great about 2018 and what all's going there. They feel great that you're buying them, you're switching over, that you're going to your mailbox rather than going to your pharmacy or grocery store to get these. Jeff and Andy feel awesome about what they're doing there. They feel great about $2 a blade rather than $4 a blade as well. They're so confident in this product that they have at Harry's. They're going to give you a free trial set. That's a weighted ergonomic handle. That's a 5 precision engineered blade with lubricating strip and trimmer blade. That's rich lathering shave gel that I really like. Really like that a lot. And the convenient travel blade cover. Now, they're so confident in this, they're going to give a 100% quality guarantee. And they're so confident in their blades that if you want to give it a free trial, they'll do that. You heard me right. It's free. All you do is cover a little bit of shipping. And when you sign up, and for special offer for the fans of the show, you go to harrys.com now and enter the promo code Mickey at checkout and get a soothing post-shave balm also for free. That's harrys.com with the promo code of Mickey. Let me give you quickly, hang on, Chad, I'm coming straight to you. NFL or NFC, AFC championship odds. Patriots 9-point favorite, Vikings 3.5-point favorite. The over-under in the Jags-Patriots game, 47. The over-under in the Eagles-Vikings game, 40. Odds on winning the Super Bowl right now, Patriots 11-10, Vikings 2-1, Eagles 5-1, Jags 17-2. The Super Bowl line, the AFC right now, minus 2.5, NFC plus 2.5 in the Super Bowl, not knowing who the teams are. And finally, the exact Super Bowl alphabetically, Minnesota versus the Jaguars, 6-1. Minnesota versus the Patriots, 1-1. The Eagles versus the Jaguars, 10-1. And the Eagles versus the Patriots, 2-1. The most likely exact results the highest results here is the Vikings and the Patriots. Again, 1-1. Telephone number here, Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our friend Chad checks in from down in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Doing well, Mick. Hey, two things for you. So I don't know if it's been discussed at all, but you know, Muschamp got a big raise, and so did a lot of the staff on Friday. They took him from ballpark $3 million to $4.2 million and extended him out to 6 years. And, Mickey, I just think that's crazy. And what I mean by that is the fan base in Columbia, they're not behind Muschamp. And what I mean by that is they're not selling games out. They're not excited to go. They sold, 10,000 tickets to the bowl game. Fans aren't, they're not selling out SEC home games. And so, they're still kind of wait and see with the offense. They fired the offensive coordinator because, once again, he couldn't put together a competent offensive staff or offensive numbers. And so, and then he hires a guy that's never done it before with no offensive identity. And they give him that big deal, $24 million owed. And honestly, Mickey, it's more than that. I think it's $29 million, because he gets a $200,000 raise every year. So next year it'll be 4.4, then 4.6, and it maxes out at 5.2 or either 5.4. So I want to get your thoughts on that, number one. And then number two, Mickey, I called you about a year ago or something. I was kind of bashing Muschamp on his emotional intelligence, okay? And so an example of that was this Friday with the press conference with him and Marcus Lattimore. So, of course, they're trying to copy Clemson and Clemson's Paul Journey, right? And so Clemson's message for the Paul Journey to recruits and the players' families is, hey, football doesn't last forever. So what we're going to do is we're going to prepare you for success not only on the field but off the field through these three phases. Because even the greatest football players in the world, like a Calvin Johnson, retired from football at 31. So you're going to have the opportunity to have the greatest NFL career you want, but we're going to prepare you for that next 40 years of your life. So you're going to be successful, and we're going to take care of your sons. That's Clemson's message, Mickey. This is what Muschamp got up there and said on Friday. And this is a lack of emotional intelligence, not recognizing your audience, okay? This is what he said. The reason we hired Marcus is because the NFL is a pipe dream. Only 4% of college football players make it to the NFL. So we're going to prepare our guys for success because the NFL, I mean, that's a pipe dream. And so do you see, Mickey, how that is just a total lack of emotional intelligence? Like, can you imagine that message versus the Clemson message and how that would be perceived? That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. The guy just doesn't have it. Some people have it. Some people don't. And that's why giving him that $4.2 million deal over 6 years, I just don't understand it. And I was hanging up the list and what's your thoughts on those two topics.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate the phone call. I don't know if South Carolina fans, I'm not sure just how bought in they are to Muschamp. I think they were throughout part of the season. Most of my South Carolina fans that I talk to understand that he took over a very difficult situation. That he took over a team that, in all essence, I mean, it's coming off of 3-9 and then 6-7. Or 3-9, that's what he took over. 6-7 in his first year. And while they like winning 9 games, I think that most South Carolina fans understand that the NC State win was a good win. The Michigan win was a good win. But, you know, at the time, Missouri wasn't playing very well. Louisiana Tech was a close game. It should have been. Arkansas wasn't very good. Tennessee wasn't very good. Vanderbilt wasn't very good. Florida wasn't very good. And Wofford wasn't very good. That you know, they played Georgia closer than I think some thought. So of the wins in there, I think most rational South Carolina fans understood that Tennessee's down and Florida's down and that Arkansas was down and Missouri and, you know, those teams were down. I don't think they like losing to Kentucky. I think that really hurt their feelings. And I think losing to A&M, those are two fairly evenly matched teams. I don't think most South Carolina fans I talked to or had a huge problem there. Would have liked to win it, but kind of understood where they were. The Clemson loss, I think, really hurt, you know, building the big-time excitement. That was a chance for him there. But let me set this up for where South Carolina is. I think they recruited pretty well. Not great, not elite level, but, you know, top 25 kind of recruiting and moving forward. It's not a great year in the state again and would like to have this. But I think the next 2 years will be the telltale years for Will Muschamp. Zach, follow me on this. Next year's schedule can't get any easier. The following year's schedule looks a little more difficult. And I've made this point before that South Carolina's success, like every team in the country, not every team, I shouldn't say that. Alabama's success isn't tied to other people around. They're just better than everybody. But like Clemson's success is a little bit tied to Florida State. It's like Clemson can't be great and Florida State be great year in, year out. And because you don't want to go to the playoffs and win your division, win your conference and all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of tough. But the point there is that the Gamecocks are going to be watching very, very closely Tennessee and what Jeremy Pruitt does there. And very, very closely Florida and what Dan Mullen does there. I don't think that they're going to beat Georgia anytime soon. I think Georgia will be the class of the East moving forward. And so, and very, very close because it's a permanent SEC West opponent, Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher. The next 2 years will define will Muschamp stay at South Carolina. Zach, they have next year Coastal Carolina.
Yep.
Georgia at home, and that's a loss. Marshall at home, at Vanderbilt, at Kentucky, Missouri at home, Texas A&M at home, Tennessee at home, at Ole Miss, who's going to be down, at Florida, still not ready yet, Chattanooga, and then at Clemson, which is a loss. But there's a chance you can win 10 games because that schedule, you're not meat grinder, and you're not worried about Coastal Carolina, Marshall, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Missouri, A&M's not ready yet, Tennessee's not ready yet, Ole Miss is terrible, Florida's not ready yet, and Chattanooga. Those are very, 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 very doable. That's a doable schedule. Now, you're hopeful that everything goes great. You can win 10, win a bowl game, go 11, finish in the top 10, and everything be great. Preseason top 25 maybe, and get it going. Now, you need to do it because the following year, your home schedule, Vanderbilt and Kentucky you should beat, but your home schedule, Florida, who might be getting their ducks in a row a little bit. Emory Jones in year two as a quarterback and Dan Mullen there. You get Alabama at home. You'll get crushed by Alabama at home. You go to Georgia. That's a loss. That's two losses. Tennessee away. Does Jeremy Pruitt get it going yet there? Missouri away. Texas A&M away with
year two under Jimbo.
Year two under Jimbo. You get North Carolina and Charlotte. North Carolina's not going to be very good. And you get Clemson at home. Clemson, you think, could be rolling there too. But the point is that 19 schedule looks really difficult. Will Muschamp can survive 7-6, 8-4 in 2019 if he wins 10-18. If Will Muschamp wins 8 in 2018 and goes backwards a little bit, and then in 19 wins 7 or 6 or 7, it looks really bad, and I'm not sure he can recover from that. If he wins 9 or 10 this year and then wins 8 and 19, you can kind of get over it. Two things, though. They're tied to Florida, Georgia, Clemson, Texas A&M, and Tennessee. And all those coaches, you feel decent about those programs maybe moving forward. So you got to do it, and you got to do it now. You got to take advantage of that window now.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to do it in 18 because 19 schedule with Alabama coming on at Georgia, Clemson, and it's going to be tough. Therefore, 2018 is by far the most important year in South Carolina football in the last – well, since the 2000, I don't know, those Spurrier years where they're really good.
You're saying you need to put some deposits in. You need to put some equity in.
You better. You better. Because you can't go 6-7 and in 93, but even in 93, you know what 93 is. I mean, or 94. You know what, that you beat a decent Michigan team, you beat a decent NC State team, but you didn't. You took advantage of what's in front of you, and you should. You're not going to give those wins back. Nobody's trying to say that. But you better take advantage of Tennessee now. You better take advantage of Florida now. You want to hold those guys down. You're not going to sneak up on Georgia Clemson anytime soon, I don't think. But you better hold A&M down as long as you can. And with Alabama coming on schedule 19 for a year, it's tough. You emerge if you can have a big year in 18 and win 9 or 10 – go to bowl game and win 10 or whatever. If you can do that, it gives you that deposit like you talked about. That equity you build up allows you to take some withdrawals in 19. And then you come back in 2020. And, well, you do have to go to LSU that year rather than Alabama home. It gets tough there too, though. You agree with me? You better watch out for Tennessee, Florida, Texas A&M. You better try to keep climbing towards Georgia and Clemson. And you better do it in 18. Make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Right. So you're in agreement with me then that 2018 is the biggest year in South Carolina in 5 or 6 years of football and the biggest Will Muschamp year he's ever had at South Carolina.
It's a lot of pressure to put on that program at this point in time, isn't it? You got a new offensive coordinator coming in. You did win 9 games last year. You feel good about that, but I feel like it's a lot of pressure to put on that program.
Well, guess what? That's what the world is. It's pressure.
Well, tough cookies.
Can't help that. I mean, that's just how it is. But you're buying that.
I'm buying. I'm buying what you're selling.
Okay. You're stepping in what I'm laying down.
I mean, I'm smelling what you're stepping in. Yeah.
All right. That's good. Let me do this now. I want to tell you about our terrific friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. But folks, we are now, we're at the direct halfway mark of January. And for the rest of this month, 40% off tee times. So I'm going to mention it several more times here. You're going to get 40% off tee times at the Jones Course, 40% off tee times at the Hills Course, 40% off tee times at my favorite, the Fazio Course. You're going to love Palmetto Dunes Golf. And, man, there's some nicer weather coming right around the corner in January. So in case you hadn't done it, go take advantage of it now. Take some guys down. Take the girls down. Take a little vacation down. It's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes, a beautiful oceanfront resort in beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. It's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Part of our Palmetto Golf Report, we had a great induction ceremony this past weekend for the South Carolina Golf Hall of Fame. President Frank Ford III announced that Dillard Pruitt was enshrined this weekend. Dillard was an All-American at Clemson. Earned victories at the South Carolina Amateur and the Susquehanna Amateur and won a PGA Tour title, competed on the PGA Tour for 10 years, and is currently in his 19th year as a PGA Tour official, played at Travelers Rest High School and dominated the boys junior scene, was an All-American twice and a three-time All-ACC player at Clemson, and is inducted into Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame. And then had a brilliant professional career, an amateur career after that as well. And now he's back as an amateur again, but now as a PGA Tour official back in the South Carolina Golf Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Dillard Pruitt, who was inducted this past weekend at Columbia Country Club during a ceremony there. So fantastic stuff. A good guy and a good, a great ambassador to golf. Good stuff there, Dillard Pruitt, to the South Carolina Golf Hall of Fame. That is our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to you by great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. For 40% off your tee times in the month of January, make your reservations today. Do that on the award-winning website, PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We'll take a break, Zach. We'll come back. Get your thoughts on that. I have Ring of Honor thoughts. Clemson's Ring of Honor could be affected yesterday. We'll tell you about that when you return to the Mickey Plata Show. Final segment after this.
Vans cost less than Travelers Rest. Save up to $6,000 on 2017 Transit vans at George Coleman Ford. They have a great selection, and they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. If you or your company are looking for a workhorse van designed to get the job done, a 2017 Transit van from George Coleman Ford is what you need. George Coleman Ford, where vans cost less than Travelers Rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
Are you planning a new plant or manufacturing addition? How about a new commercial center? Or does your existing building roof leak more than it keeps out? Give us a call at Metal Building Supply, 295-0506, or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont and talk to George or Kevin about our solutions and the contractors we work with. We have the materials, systems, and contractors to make sure your business plans are successful. And remember, go Tigers, and stay tuned to The Roar for more information on your construction needs.
If you dream of owning your own business but are overwhelmed at where to start or what to do, call JanPro. Whether it's extra income or starting a new career, JanPro will guide you, train you, support you the whole way. Just listen.
We made a very small investment into the business, but yet they took the time to train us and to teach us, how to do what we were supposed to do and everything. And not only to train us, but they follow up with us.
Call 485-3053 or online at jan-prowc.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-597-4310. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-597-4310. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-597-4310. That's 1-800-597-4310, 1-800-597-4310.
You don't have to wait for spring to start celebrating warmer weather. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for life on the water. Whether you're looking to speed, cruise, or fish, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest models, as well as gear and accessories for the whole family. Join us at the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 25th through the 28th at the TD Convention Center in Greenville. Go to upstatescboatshow.com.
So, who did you wake up with? It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom.
Our friends at Urban Nirvana. I think my wife has an appointment at Urban Nirvana for Saturday. I think that's right. I'll be able to tell Saturday night when I get home, she gets home. And, just how that I'm the king again. King of the castle. Yep. Master of my own domain. King of the castle. Now, the good friends of ours at Urban Nirvana want to let you know that, man, you got locations everywhere. Let's say for you single fellas, you got a girlfriend in Charleston, a girlfriend in Columbia, and a girlfriend in Greenville. Give them all Urban Nirvana. Or, better yet, just have one girlfriend and keep her happy. This is simple, folks. It's got the tab on there. Buy the online gift certificates. You're going to love it. It's Urban Nirvana and UrbanNirvana.com. Here's the bottom line. The great hair products, the hair salon stuff, the great facials and beta makeovers and all the prenatal massages and couple massages. She's going to love it. Classy place, too. First class in every way, shape, or form. With locations all throughout the state. Very simple, men. Urban Nirvana and UrbanNirvana.com. I got a couple of Gamecocks that I've checked in. And here's where kind of rubber hits the road here a little bit. This is Marty from TR. Said, Mickey, you say we need to be patient as Gamecock fans. And now, if we don't win 10 next year, we should just close up shop. What was Dabo's record in year 3? Muschamp is no Dabo, but let's be patient, just like you used to say, Marty and TR. Marty, that's a good point. Two things. Dabo won 10 games in his third year.
Oh.
Secondly, and Dabo played for the ACC. Actually, won the ACC.
In his third year? That ain't right, is it? 2011 was his third year?
Yeah. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Won the ACC in his third year. But let's just be honest about it.
Let's.
Do you think, and look, I do be patient, and you better be patient with him. What's the alternative? But do you think, and by the way, I didn't say close up shop. Did I say close up shop?
No.
Okay. But Marty and TR, do you think that you win 8 this year, and then you go 6-6 in year 4? So in other words, you go 6-7, 9-4, let's go 8-5, and 6-6. Let's say you lose to Clemson pretty bad for the third consecutive year in the Muschamp this year. And then he beats you down there in Columbia next year. Fourth, and that'd be 6th in a row. And 4, let's say you lose to Georgia the next 2 years. And so he goes 0-4 against Georgia, 0-4 against Clemson. You mean to tell me you're going to be patient?
No, you wouldn't.
Right. As I said many times here on the show, patience is great in theory.
Nor should you be patient in that situation. Should you?
What are you going to do? You going to beat Georgia and Clemson right now? That's what you're expecting to do?
If you're telling me those games are going to be big losses, then you have a right to be upset as a fan.
Have they been big losses?
Has the Clemson games been big losses? Yeah, haven't they?
56-10, 34, 56-7, 34-10. Georgia was 24-10 this year. First year, Georgia was... I remember when Georgia just kept throwing the ball, like, what? Why are they throwing the ball? First year, Georgia, South Carolina was 24-14. So they beat them by 14 twice. It's not, those aren't blowouts. But... what?
Beat by 10. 24-14?
24-10, I'm sorry, 24-10. Okay. Beat them by 14. 24-10, 28-14. the point there, you're going to sit around and watch Georgia and Clemson just go to playoffs and win conference championships and win divisions and keep recruiting well, and that's going to go over okay at South Carolina?
So you want to be patient.
You want to be patient.
But you can't be patient.
No, and in the end, like I keep telling you, man, the most important thing for South Carolina right now is you're kind of ahead of Florida. You're kind of ahead of Tennessee. You're kind of ahead of Texas A&M. Right there with those guys. You need to stay ahead. Texas said Dabo was 6-7 year three. No, Dabo took over as an interim in year one. You can't really count on that one. If you just do your math right, you'll see it that Dabo actually, that was the interim year of 09. In 2009, he went 9-5 and played for the ACC. He won the division in 2009. So in his first full year as a coach, he won the division. He went 6-7 in year three, 2011. He won 10 games and won the ACC. And from that point in time on, 11-2, 11-2, 10-3, 14-1, 14-1, 12-2. I mean, you know, so if you think you're on that trajectory, fine. I'm not going to argue with you. I can't convince you of that. What I'm telling you is that you are, your goals right now should be A&M, Tennessee, Florida. And oh, by the way, beat Kentucky because they got a longer winning streak.
You keep throwing that game in there like they shouldn't have to worry about
shouldn't
it.
Shouldn't have to worry about Kentucky.
But my goodness.
Well, you shouldn't have to. But the point is, if you think for 1 second that South Carolina fans are going to sit around, keep losing to Georgia, keep losing to Clemson while those are going to playoffs, and then go your 8-4s and your 6-6s or 7-5s or whatever, and that's going to be okay, and don't blame me, brother. Don't blame me. Ain't my fault.
Ain't my fault.
Well, you said be patient with him. Yeah, I'll be patient. But you think you're really going to be patient?
Could you be patient in that situation?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, on paper and in theory, yeah, I could be patient.
But we live in the real world.
Here in the real world. Telephone number 654-ROAR in our final segment of the show. I mentioned the Ring of Honor. Deshaun Watson's getting the Clemson Ring of Honor. He played here 3 years. You don't have to stay 4 years to go in the Ring of Honor. But you better be the best player around. Think of the guys in Ring of Honor right now. Jay Butler, 4 years. Steve Fuller, 4 years. That's before you went pro. Jeff Davis, 4 years. Terry Kinnard, 4 years.
Yep.
Fred Cohn, 4 years. Those are the ones that are out there now. Spiller stayed 4 years. Spiller is a Ring of Honor guy, correct?
Yes.
Watson's a Ring of Honor guy. Correct. He only played 3 years.
Correct.
Can we start thinking about if this season goes like I think it's going to go? Let's just put the snare. Just the best case scenario. You go to playoffs again, play a national championship game again, or you win the national title. Would finish first or second in the country. Four straight college football playoffs. Four straight ACC championships. Christian Wilkins being a major catalyst to that. First round pick, whatever comes back next year, whatever. Can we start thinking about that? This, put it this way: if he'd have left after year three, you think Christian Wilkins is Ring of Honor?
No.
He comes back for year four. Things go like I think they're going to go. Pretty close to that. Is he Ring of Honor?
He's certainly knocking on that door. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I totally agree. And that's why it was just refreshing to see it come out and happen the way it happened.
How long after their Clemson careers does that typically happen?
Well, I don't know that. There's some point. You got to graduate. It's got to be a certain amount of time. I don't know that. We'll get Tim Ray on to talk about that.
I just feel like Wasson should be on the Furman game. Opening up the season.
He's got to go into Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame first.
Good. Let's do that this summer. And then we'll do this.
There's a little bit of waiting period in there. You got to be able to do that.
What are we waiting for?
You need to make sure. He did graduate. So you have to do that.
He graduated?
Yeah.
He holds every record.
Yeah.
Won a national title.
Yeah. I do think this. I do think that when you... when you wait a little bit, it makes it mean a little bit more. You know? You build up a little bit of appreciation kind of things. Is that right? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, sure, I guess, but...
Yeah.
I just want to see it happen. Yeah. You know, before I gray.
You got plenty of time for that happens. Let me find. Doggone it. I get so many text messages on here that by the time I have one to read, a new one comes in on another one, it kicks me off. And we got to have a better text message system here. Healthcare text line stuff. Because the gentleman over here has a pretty good text in here. Doug and Seneca writes in, how about the pressure on us? We have all these guys coming back and new guys cycling in, and everybody expects us to be in the national championship for the third time in 4 years. And, of course, the playoffs is automatic. Do we eat pressure like candy? Do we embrace it? For sure, go Tigers, Doug and Seneca. That's a good point. That's the Monty Lee, we eat pressure like candy.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, Monty.
I love that one. Yeah. This is what you want. No doubt about it. This is what you want. And there's Clemson's at a point in time now where anything other than double-digit wins, division championship, conference championship, New Year's Day Six or playoffs, there's going to be a year in here fairly soon, I think, at some point in time where Clemson goes 9-3, doesn't win the division.
Fires everybody.
No. No, but you know what I'm saying? That like, it'll be a disappointing year. Like, you'll go just to the Orange Bowl and win 10 games, go 10-3, like, that wasn't a good year. That's coming at some point in time. You get some injuries in there. But that's why you got to strike while this iron is hot right now. You have to, you got to be able to take advantage of it while you got all this. This won't last forever.
I'm not interested in that year.
I'm not either, but it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen at some point in time.
Not next year.
No, not next year. The immediate future looks really, really, really good. But this isn't a lifetime deal. It's not going to be this way the rest of your life. That's why you got to enjoy it while it happens. Take advantage of it while it happens. Kick the door in while it happens and see how that works out. What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Pack up the Sherpa one more time.
You know? The Tiger Sports Shop has Clemson Sherpas for sale on like the sign. And I pass it and I just shook my head. I was like, this is stupid.
I went in there and asked for a little one, but they gave me some sort of jacket. I wanted me like a little Sherpa in there to go with that. All right, Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands of Allstate. And I call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today I'll forgive Mackie Brown, who was the gentleman that played at Alabama who got in a fist fight on the sidelines with the Alabama assistant coach. So he's leaving. He's going to Tennessee State. He's leaving their program. I'll forgive him. I'm not sure it would have been a good spring for him around there. But I'm sure those mat drills have been a lot of fun for him around there. Mm-mm. If that's the case. So I'll forgive him for that, man. We'll let him off the hook for as far as that one goes. Buddy, we finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Clemson men's basketball plays tonight at North Carolina. As we've talked about today, it's not about winning this game for the past 50-something years. It's about winning this game for the current team. The game tips off just after 7 o'clock. 6:30 pregame show can be heard right here on WCCP. Tune in if you can't watch. Even if you can watch, tune in anyway. We'd love to have you. Can't wait to bring it to you live at 6:30 tonight.
You know, I'm very, very proud of you. You bought into my spiel there.
Sure.
But the real numbers are number 20 versus number 15, or number 14 versus 18 tonight, number 6 versus number 5 in the RPI. And you bought into those numbers, man. Good job. 15-2 versus 14-4.
Mm-hmm.
4-1 versus 3-2. I'm glad you bought into that.
All that matters.
You didn't buy that other number.
No.
Can you tell me what it is just for my reference? Do you know?
I don't know.
Touche, buddy. Hey, touche. Are you going to watch that and Trae Young tonight? Trae Young's at Kansas State tonight.
No, I'm not going to watch that.
He's so stinking good, man. He is so stinking good. Anyway.
I watch basketball because I'm paid to watch basketball.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're not a basketball fan?
No.
I like when Clemson basketball is good.
Yeah. Sure.
Let me tell you my 2 minutes. I'm brought to you by EricNewton.com for all of your real estate needs. The man that I can always count on is my good friend Eric Newton. That's where I bought my home from. That's who renovated my home. I don't talk enough about that. Get the renovations done at your home. Let him and Jessica come in and do what they did for us, make you a beautiful home by renovating your home. Everything else you need is a full-service real estate company looking for commercial real estate or looking for someone to manage your rental properties or buying rental properties, anything like that. Get in touch with them. So great friends at EricNewton.com, EricNewton.com. My two-minute drill is it's still Zion Week. Don't forget about that. I know it's North Carolina Week. I know it's Christian Wilkins Week. Don't forget about Zion Week coming up. And also, too, I'm starting to see some unbelievable names coming in. Clemson Junior Day and who they're bringing in for a huge Junior Day weekend this weekend. Man, that momentum continues to roll as well. It's going to be a lot of fun keeping up with these preseason polls and how recruiting wraps up. And, again, we can keep talking football all day long there for sure. Got an interesting segment with Sam Blackman tomorrow. We've got Paul Strelow coming up on Thursday. And then we've got Josh and those guys coming up certainly.